All right, welcome back. We're at halftime for Wayne State basketball. We are pleased to be joined this afternoon by former Wayne State Hall of Famer and Wayne State head men's tennis coach, Brian Morrow, now in his 18th season. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. How have things been going since we talked the last time?
Things have been good. It's good to talk to you again. And yeah, looking forward to the season getting started in January and excited for what's to come.
18th year now as head coach at Wayne State. Just talk about what that means to you. Obviously, you were an athlete here at Wayne State. You're a Hall of Famer during your time here. But what does it mean to now be the head coach at Wayne State for 18 years?
You know, it's kind of unbelievable, and I can't believe it. I never knew where it would go when I started. I didn't have any real idea of what it would be like or what the program would be like, and just watching the growth of the department and the program through the years, it really has turned into a program that I'm extremely proud of. And, you know, I have a lot of really good people who help me on a day-to-day basis with the program. And, you know, I'm as excited now as I ever have been, and can't wait to get these boys playing some matches and seeing what we're made of this year.
Yeah, you have some exhibition matches coming up here in about a week and a half, so the season's going to get started before you know it. How much fun have you had? I mean, you've had a successful career in all 18 years, but especially these last four or five seasons. How much fun have those last four or five seasons been?
The end of the years have been fun. You know, when I first started, the expectations were, you know, try to come in second or third in the conference. And, you know, Northwood at the time was the team doing it the way we all do it now with a lot of the international players. And, you know, the expectations were different. And then, you know, we had a, right before COVID, we were good and starting to build the momentum, and then COVID hit and struck it down. And then we had a pretty weak year, the first year after COVID. And then things started getting rolling, and the expectations got pretty high, and the pressure that I put on myself was tough. So fun, yes. At the end of the year, when we were in Florida competing, yeah, it was fun. But you know, managing the pressure on a day to day basis is something that I've had to get better at, and now I think I'm in a good place with that. And so now, yes, it's fun. This team's fun, and I'm really looking forward to what's coming.
Yeah, with success come expectations. So obviously that changes your mindset a little bit, that's for sure. Why don't you talk about some of the newcomers on the team this year to try to keep fulfilling those expectations?
We'll start with a local guy, Warren Gunner, Ann Arbor kid, known him a long time. Good, nice player, great family, high ceiling of how good he can be. And, you know, he's getting better each and every day. We brought in a young man from Australia, Harry Forsyth, and he is a transfer. He went to Mississippi for a semester and is now with us. And excited to see what he can do and his growth this year. He had a good fall. He and his partner made the ITA Cup and are nationally ranked, and in doubles and in singles. He had a good fall and really no alarms there. He should be really good for us. And then we have Thomas Mathis from Switzerland. And he, you know, another lefty for me. I like my lefties, and he's a crafty lefty with, you know, just that fight that you hope he has. I'm excited, very excited to see what all three of these guys can do and to expose them to the real feel of college tennis and the dual matches, because, you know, the fall matches that we play are very similar to what they're used to with individual tournaments. You're not really competing as a team too much, but they're about a week away from their first feeling of a real match against Western Michigan, and I'm very excited to see how they handle that.
And let's transition real quick to some of your returning players who are expected to contribute for you guys this year.
We've got, you know, last year George Day with a freshman, he played two singles the entire year, was runner up in the freshman of the year voting for the GLIAC. George will be up near the top of the lineup, maybe even at number one. George has had a pretty good fall as a whole, dealt with a little bit of injury, but I'm excited to see his growth. He's got the skills and the mental side of the game that he wants. So I'm excited to see what he can do this year. Tom Vosner played three singles most of the year last year at the end. He was a freshman as well. And Tom, like George, having those two guys with that year of experience, both in singles and doubles, and they both came in as freshmen and were good, and that's what you hope for. And then as sophomores, you hope they become consistent and just play at a good level all the time and don't have the ups and downs that the inexperience of a freshman has. So I'm real excited for those two guys. They've probably played themselves to the top of the lineup. Ben Hill is a junior. He played last year in the lineup 4, 5, and 6. He had an amazing fall. Really excited for him. He came in and won the we started at a Toledo tournament, and in his flight in that tournament, he won all but his first match, and even that match he played well. And then he went on in the ITAs to win the B draw, which was a tough draw. And then in Cleveland, at the last tournament we played, he lost in the semis to a teammate. So he had a very, very good fall. Lewis Klaus is the only guy we'll be losing after this year. And Lewis is a grad student. Lewis had a nice year as his first year last year, but had just came back with a whole new energy. And he just does things the right way. He's the guy who just fights and competes with everything that he has. And so really excited to see his second year as well and final year. So he's kind of excited and wants to leave it all out there. Sam Knowles was another freshman last year who played anywhere between 4 and 6. Sam had a nice fall, especially in doubles, had a really, really nice fall. And Sam is growing. And again, as a sophomore, expecting him to be much more consistent with his level and excited for him. Max Fennell, sophomore, Max has had a nice fall, great kid, great teammate. Excited, to continue watching him grow. And then lastly, Cole Anderson, another local kid. Cole's growth from last year to this year has been amazing. And he's my energy guy. He brings it every practice, every match. He's the guy who brings the energy for all the other guys. And it's just a very big part of what we do.
Well, we are a week away from the season getting started for the men's tennis team. Next Saturday, the 17th, in Kalamazoo, Wayne State will take on Western Michigan. Coach, as always, thanks for your time. I know this is a busy time of year getting ready for the season. Best of luck. Let's keep the momentum going from the last couple of years. And go Warriors, all right?
Go Warriors. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. That's head coach Brian Morrow, the men's tennis team here at Wayne State. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up from Davenport after this. You're listening to the Warrior Sports Network.